Find out more details on the Iowa Beef Center's third annual Genetics Symposium. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Randy Culbertson, who is an Iowa State University Extension cow-calf specialist. And Randy, thanks for joining us here on WNAX today.
Well, thanks. I appreciate being on.
Yeah, well, first things first, you guys have an event coming up that you, in particular, have been working hard to plan. It'd be Iowa State University Extension's third Genetic Symposium. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so our Genetic Symposium, we've had it, this is our third year hosting it. And this year we're going to focus on technology and how we use those technologies to make improvements in our herd. And it's in November 19th and 20th here in Ames at the Hanson Student Learning Center. And I've got a great lineup of speakers. I'm really excited about it. We've got people come in to talk about genetic defects and the process that they go through for identifying it to how do they develop a test for it, discussions on how we validate those genomic testing for commercial herds, also having people coming in and talking about real-world applications. They've used this technology and what have they seen and how it's been used and just the application of it. We always open with a panel, and the panel's usually a bunch of industry individuals. So I've got a representative from Neogen, Zoetis, and a company called 701X, and they're going to talk about these technologies, the evolution of them, and how they can be used and implemented and kind of what's available. And we'll go to breakout sessions, and that's where we'll have the different presenters, you know, like somebody's talking about genetic defect. I'll be talking about the basics of EPDs and genomics. And then in the evening, we've got a keynote speaker who, Marty Ropp from Allied Genetics, and he's going to talk about, had a long career with breed associations and also his business and how he's used these technologies and how he's seen that be implemented in the industry. And then following that, we're going to have some fun entertainment for everybody, so to speak. So in the past, we've done a bull sale auction, kind of a simulated auction, and this year we're going to do a feeder calf sale auction. And so we have an auctioneer coming in, and we will bid that off. It's all simulated, and I think it'll just be fun. Most of the participants usually enjoy that. The next day in the morning, we're going to have just kind of a technology showcase, so to speak. So a lot of different technologies will be there where you can come in and talk to representatives, fairly informal. You can float from station to station and just kind of see what's out there. And it's a wide array. We've got somebody who comes in who's going to talk about doing precision mating decisions. We'll also have a demonstration on how do you take tissue samples for DNA testing. And then we're going to close out the symposium with a producer panel, local producers from Iowa who have used these technologies in their herd and how they've used it. So just kind of how they implement these things and the practical use of it.
All right. With that being said, how can our listeners find more information, like registration details, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, you can go to our website, and it's kind of a complicated URL, but if you type in Iowa State Genetic Symposium, it should pop right up, or Iowa Beef Center Genetic Symposium, it'll come right up. Just log on to that website, and we've got a button. Registration is now open. It's $75 per participant, and you can go in and register for the event.
Another place you can go to look is iowabeefcenter.org. That'll have more information on the event as well. And again, held on November 19th and 20th, this event just focuses on the practical implementation of genetic tools and technologies for commercial beef production, and it's designed to provide producers, industry professionals, and students with in-depth knowledge and experience to make informed genetic decisions that enhance herd performance and profitability. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.